In a literary landscape saturated with romance novels, Liza James's vibe stands apart as a raw, unflinching exploration of identity, trauma, and liberation. This dark romance has quietly built a cult following since its release, with readers praising its unflinching portrayal of two women finding freedom through their connection. James, who revealed that the story emerged from her own fears about sexuality and conditioning, has created something that resonates deeply with readers seeking authentic representation. The book has become particularly popular among LGBTQ+ readers and survivors of controlling relationships, with many citing its transformative impact on their own journeys towards self-acceptance. As we dive into this electrifying narrative, prepare to confront uncomfortable truths about control, desire, and the courage it takes to become who you're truly meant to be. Aura Valentine's story begins at 13, during her induction into a religious cult called The Nation. Led by a man named Zale and influenced by her stepfather Malin, the cult promises ascension to the city of Eden when the world ends. The induction ceremony reveals the disturbing nature of this organization. Aura drinks from Zale's special goblet, experiencing hallucinations from what she believes is wine, but is actually LSD. The ceremony takes a sinister turn when Malin dances inappropriately with her, touching her intimately despite her age, claiming he's preparing her for marriage. 9 years later, Aura has escaped the nation but remains haunted by its teachings. She visits Pandora's Box strip club with her boyfriend Hawk and friend Bethy, battling ingrained guilt and shame. The words sinner and shame flash through her mind as she watches the dancers, but everything changes when a different kind of performer appears. A woman with black, tattered butterfly wings, minimal makeup, and Converse sneakers instead of heels. This is Ruby, and their connection is immediate and magnetic. The cult's influence on Aura manifests in nightmares where she relives her induction ceremony. In one particularly haunting dream, she remembers being forced to shoot someone as part of her initiation. Under extreme duress and fearing for her life, she pulled the trigger. These traumatic memories shape her interactions with others, making her simultaneously vulnerable to manipulation and desperately seeking genuine connection. The nation's reach extends far beyond Aura's nightmares. As the story unfolds, we discover that Hawk and Bethy were sent by the nation to manipulate Aura, making her believe the outside world was toxic so she would return to the cult. Their betrayal is complete when they reveal they've been partners all along, both rescued from the streets by the nation as teenagers and assigned to bring Aura back into the fold. Ruby, whose real name is Nova Callis, commands attention as a fierce, independent dancer at Pandora's Box. Unlike the other performers who embrace the traditional exotic dancer aesthetic, she deliberately subverts expectations, wearing scuffed black Converse instead of towering heels, minimal makeup instead of dramatic cosmetics, and simple black attire rather than the elaborate costumes favored by her colleagues. Her first appearance on stage, a raw, powerful performance set to 9-inch nails rather than typical club music, captivates Aura immediately, creating an electric connection that neither woman can deny or escape. Behind Ruby's confident exterior lies a labyrinth of trauma and complexity. Born into the wealthy Callis family of Boston's elite social circle, she carries a dark inheritance. Her family maintains high-ranking positions within The Nation, a pseudo-religious organization dedicated to purifying what they consider moral defects. Ruby's sexuality became their primary target, leading to years of attempted conversion therapy and psychological manipulation. At 16, desperate to escape, she found herself drawn to Dom Santiago, a charismatic figure who initially presented himself as a protector, but revealed himself as a monster with deep connections to both her family and the nation. After fleeing cross-country and attempting to build a new life in Seattle, Dom's network tracked her down, forcing her back under his control through threats against the few people she'd allowed herself to care about. Ruby's relationship with Dom exemplifies calculated brutality, He treats her as property, regularly subjecting her to physical and sexual assault while maintaining a respectable facade through his connections to her wealthy family. He takes particular pleasure in trying to break her spirit, combining physical violence with psychological warfare. Yet Ruby maintains her core of defiance. During his attacks, she's developed a sophisticated ability to mentally separate herself, finding refuge in a dissociative state while refusing to give him the emotional collapse he craves. This psychological resilience becomes fundamental to her character arc as she gradually builds the strength to fight back against both Dom and the nation. At Pandora's Box, Ruby carefully constructs a support system, particularly through her friendship with Kay, a veteran dancer who recognizes the signs of abuse and becomes both confidant and protector. When Aura enters her life, Ruby initially enforces strict boundaries, knowing from brutal experience that Dom weaponizes any emotional connection she forms. Yet the magnetic pull between them proves impossible to resist, creating an increasingly dangerous situation where their growing love puts both women in the crosshairs of Dom's obsessive control and the nation's fanatical agenda. From their first electric encounter, Aura and Ruby share an undeniable chemistry that transcends their vastly different backgrounds and circumstances. Their initial interactions crackle with sexual tension, Ruby embodying a magnetic confidence born from years of survival on the streets, while Aura struggles against her conservative upbringing and deeply ingrained religious beliefs about same-sex relationships being sinful. When they literally collide outside the neon-lit entrance of Club Descent, their bodies pressed together in the rain-slicked darkness, both women experience a visceral connection that defies explanation or denial. Their relationship unfolds through stolen moments of raw, intense connection. Late one night, after Aura experiences a violent PTSD episode that leads her to pull a gun in her sleep, Ruby demonstrates remarkable patience and understanding. Instead of recoiling, she gently guides Aura through the trauma, leading to an intimate encounter where Ruby teaches Aura to reconnect with her own body through careful touch and tender guidance. This watershed moment leaves Aura deeply conflicted, experiencing unprecedented pleasure while drowning in guilt over her perceived betrayal of Hawk. When she attempts to deny their connection by claiming she doesn't like women, Ruby's protective walls slam up, her angry response masking deep hurt as she insists their connection transcends simple labels. As Aura's training at Club Descent progresses, their bond deepens despite the looming shadow of danger. Ruby attempts to maintain professional distance, knowing Dom's violent possessiveness could put Aura at risk, but their gravitational pull proves impossible to resist. During a packed underground rave called Liquid Kitty, amidst strobing lights and pulsing music, a seemingly innocent game of truth or dare culminates in an explosive kiss. In this unguarded moment, Ruby confesses her deepest fear, that losing herself in Aura could destroy the carefully constructed walls that have kept her alive on the streets. Their relationship reaches its crucial turning point in the aftermath of a brutal confrontation with Dom. Bloodied but alive, they find themselves in Ruby's apartment, where years of tension and denial finally shatter. Their confrontation transforms into passionate lovemaking in the shower, the steam and water washing away both their own blood and Dom's, a symbolic cleansing of their past traumas. Through this intense physical and emotional connection, they finally voice their love for each other, acknowledging that despite the dangerous path ahead, their bond makes them stronger. Ruby discovers that what Aura truly needs isn't protection, but genuine connection, while Aura finds in Ruby's arms a freedom from shame and fear she never thought possible. Their damaged souls, rather than repelling each other, create a stronger whole through their union. Throughout the narrative, manipulation and control serve as central themes. Aura's life has been shaped by the nation's influence, from her childhood indoctrination to the continued manipulation by Hawk and Bethy. What she believed was her escape from the cult was actually an elaborate scheme. Hawk and Bethy were assigned to make her believe the outside world was toxic, so she would voluntarily return to the nation. Hawk's controlling behavior becomes increasingly apparent as the story progresses. After Aura's encounter with Ruby, he forces himself on her in a way that feels like punishment, saying, "You fucking owe me." Later, when Aura attempts to confess her infidelity, he interrupts, claiming he already knows and forgives her, using sex as a means to restore her, language that triggers memories of her abusive stepfather. Bethy's betrayal cuts equally deep. Posing as Aura's friend, she was actually working with Hawk all along. Their manipulation extends to making Ruby appear untrustworthy. When Ruby confronts Hawk about his possessive behavior, Hawk and Bethy twist the situation to make it seem like Ruby was propositioning him, causing Aura to initially choose them over Ruby. Dom represents the most dangerous form of control in the story. He treats Ruby as property, subjecting her to regular abuse while maintaining connections to both her family and the nation. His reach extends to the club, where both women work, creating an environment where they're never truly safe. When he discovers Aura's importance to Ruby, he uses this connection to further torment both women. The most insidious manipulation comes from the nation itself. As Malin reveals to Aura, her entire life was orchestrated. She was appointed to be the next prophet before birth. Her mother's attack was planned, and the prophet, revealed to be Dom, is her birth father. Everything she believed about her life, including her escape from the cult, was part of a larger plan to bring her back for a specific purpose. Both Aura and Ruby undergo profound transformations as they fight for their freedom, each following a distinct path from victimhood to empowerment. Aura's evolution from a wildflower, quiet, meek, and gullible, into a force of nature reflects the complex journey of cult survivors finding their voice. Raised in isolation and trained to doubt her own perceptions, Aura initially accepts the nation's teachings without question. After discovering Hawk's betrayal and enduring a traumatic kidnapping, she experiences a fundamental shift in her identity, describing herself as no longer a fragile wildflower, but the entire fucking forest, ready to burn everything down before surrendering to the nation again. This transformation manifests in small acts of rebellion at first, questioning teachings, seeking outside information, protecting Ruby, before culminating in the explosive climactic scene. When forced to choose between killing Ruby or watching Dom murder her and countless innocent victims, Aura breaks free from her conditioning. Instead of submitting to either option, she turns the gun on Dom, her biological father, declaring her absolute refusal to be part of the nation's cycle of abuse. Though she's shot by her own mother in retaliation, a betrayal that emphasizes the steep cost of defiance, this act represents her complete rejection of the cult's control over her life and identity. Ruby's journey parallels Aura's, but follows its own distinct path. Initially, she maintains a facade of defiance while still submitting to Dom's abuse, using sharp words and rebellion as armor while ultimately remaining under his control. Her relationship with Aura catalyzes genuine change, giving her something worth fighting for beyond mere survival. When confronted by Malin about her feelings for Aura, Ruby stands firm despite knowing the brutal consequences that await her. Her transformation is marked both internally and externally. The skull brand, forced upon her by Dom, becomes a symbol she later reclaims through an intricate tattoo representing her hard-won freedom. The price of their liberation proves devastatingly high. Both women endure severe physical and emotional trauma, beatings, isolation, psychological manipulation, and, in Aura's case, a near-fatal gunshot wound from her own mother. Yet in the epilogue, 6 months later, we witness their powerful reclamation of their bodies and identities. Aura's lower back now features wildflowers breaking free from their roots, with butterflies dancing among them, a beautiful representation of growth and liberation. Ruby's tattoo transforms the skull brand into an intricate design of wildflowers and butterflies, converting a symbol of ownership into one of freedom. These matching tattoos serve as permanent reminders of their shared journey from captivity to liberation, their scars transformed into symbols of survival and rebirth. Their story demonstrates how true freedom requires not just physical escape, but a complete reconstruction of identity, a process that demands incredible courage and often comes at a tremendous personal cost.
Through their intertwined journeys, both women discover that the path to liberation requires them to reject not only their captors, but also the versions of themselves shaped by captivity.
Intimacy serves as a powerful vehicle for both women's journeys toward authentic identity, functioning as both a healing mechanism and a form of rebellion against their past traumas. For Aura, whose sexuality was systematically repressed and weaponized by the nation, her attraction to Ruby represents a radical break from her conditioning. Her initial guilt and denial, claiming she doesn't like women after their first intimate encounter, gradually gives way to acceptance and celebration of her desires. This transformation is particularly poignant given the nation's strict heteronormative doctrine that had previously defined her entire understanding of love and desire. Ruby's journey with intimacy is equally complex, having experienced sex primarily as a form of control and violence through Dom's abuse. With Aura, she discovers a different kind of intimacy, one based on mutual consent, desire, and genuine connection rather than domination. While elements of power play remain as both women navigate their complex relationship with control, it becomes a conscious choice rather than an imposed dynamic. Their exploration of dominance and submission becomes healing rather than harmful, allowing them to reclaim agency over their bodies and desires. Photography emerges as an intimate language between them, creating a sacred space where vulnerability becomes art. When Aura captures Ruby in various states of undress and arousal, it transforms what could be exploitative into something deeply personal and empowering. As Aura explains while photographing Ruby, "That moment, right there, when you belong to me completely, when you're at my mercy and you're begging for my touch, that's the moment I want to keep forever." Through the lens, Ruby isn't just being observed, she's being truly seen, perhaps for the first time in her life. Each click of the shutter becomes an act of worship, documentation, and mutual trust. Their relationship reaches its emotional apex after surviving Dom's violent attack. The shower scene, where they make love while washing away blood and trauma, becomes a powerful metaphor for their healing journey. Their confessions of love in this vulnerable moment, naked in both body and spirit, represent a complete surrender to trust and intimacy. The water washing over them symbolizes rebirth, cleansing them of past trauma while baptizing their new beginning together. The epilogue's matching tattoos serve as permanent markers of their transformation. By choosing to modify the nation's forced markings into symbols of their own design, they actively reclaim ownership of their bodies and narratives. The tattoos become visual representations of their journey from victims to survivors to thrivers. Their final kiss, described as having energies perfectly in sync, isn't just a romantic conclusion. It's a testament to their hard-won ability to be vulnerable, authentic, and completely present with another person. Through their relationship, both women have discovered that true intimacy isn't about possession or control, but about the courage to be seen and accepted in all their complexity. As the story progresses, the true extent of the nation's influence becomes clear. What initially appears to be a fringe religious cult reveals itself as a sophisticated network with connections to various aspects of society. Dom, who seems at first to be simply a dangerous club owner and drug dealer, is revealed to be the Prophet Aura's biological father and a central figure in the nation. He supplies LSD to the cult for their ceremonies, including the wine Aura drank during her induction. The revelation that Ruby's wealthy parents are members of the nation adds another layer to this web of power. Their willingness to sacrifice their daughter to cure her wicked tendencies demonstrates the cult's ability to override even parental bonds. This connection between wealth, power, and religious extremism suggests the nation has deeper roots in society than initially apparent. The cult's manipulation extends to elaborate schemes spanning years. Hawk and Bethy's assignment to monitor and influence Aura reveals a patient, calculated approach to controlling former members. Malin's revelation that Aura was appointed to be the next prophet before birth and that her mother's attack, which led to their joining the nation, was planned, shows how thoroughly the cult orchestrates its members' lives.
The nation's practices combine religious indoctrination, drug-induced experiences, sexual grooming, and violence. Aura's induction ceremony, where she was forced to shoot someone while under the influence of LSD, exemplifies how the cult uses trauma bonding to ensure loyalty. Malin's threat to expose this murder to the police unless Aura plays the part she was born to perform shows how past traumas become tools of ongoing control. In the final confrontation, when many cult members make bail and disappear after being arrested, we see the extent of their resources and influence. The fact that Dom and others can simply vanish suggests connections to money and power that extend beyond what we've seen in the story, leaving open the possibility of their continued threat. The butterfly imagery throughout the novel serves as a powerful metaphor for transformation through trauma. Ruby first appears with black, tattered butterfly wings, symbolizing both her damaged state and her potential for metamorphosis. As Aura observes in the climactic scene, Ruby has become her own butterfly, transformed by their relationship and her resistance to control. Both women experience profound trauma throughout the story. Aura's childhood in the nation, including being forced to kill someone during her induction, leaves deep psychological scars. Ruby's ongoing abuse at Dom's hands, culminating in being branded with the nation's mark, represents physical and emotional trauma that could have destroyed her. Yet both women find strength through their suffering. Their healing process isn't linear or complete. Even after escaping the nation and Dom, both women carry the marks of their experiences. Aura questions whether they're truly free when many cult members remain at large. Ruby continues to process the betrayal by her parents and the years of abuse she endured. Yet they actively work to reclaim their narratives, transforming symbols of ownership into expressions of freedom through their tattoos. The epilogue shows how they've integrated their traumatic experiences into their identities without being defined by them. Aura's tattoo of wildflowers breaking free from their roots with butterflies dancing among them represents her journey from captivity to freedom. Ruby's tattoo covering the skull brand with similar imagery symbolizes her refusal to be marked by her abusers. Together, they've created beauty from pain, demonstrating resilience in the face of extreme adversity. In the author's acknowledgments, she reveals that the story emerged from her own fears about sexuality and conditioning, suggesting that the transformative journey depicted in the novel reflects personal experience. By confronting these fears through fiction, both author and readers can explore the possibility of emerging stronger and more authentic from traumatic experiences. The novel's ultimate message centers on the power of authentic connection to heal and liberate. Both Aura and Ruby have experienced relationships based on control and manipulation, Aura with Hawk and the Nation, Ruby with Dom and her parents. Their connection with each other represents something fundamentally different, a relationship built on mutual desire and understanding rather than domination. This authentic connection proves powerful enough to break through years of conditioning. For Aura, whose sexuality was repressed and who was taught that being with a woman was sinful, her relationship with Ruby allows her to recognize that something that feels too perfect to be wrong cannot be the sin she was raised to believe it was. For Ruby, who experienced intimacy primarily through abuse, Aura offers a connection based on genuine care and desire rather than exploitation. Their relationship gives both women the strength to confront their abusers. Aura finds the courage to leave Hawk, stand up to Malin, and ultimately reject the nation entirely by turning the gun on Dom instead of Ruby. Ruby finds the will to directly challenge Dom despite years of submission, protecting Aura even at risk to herself. Together, they discover a power neither possessed alone. In the epilogue, 6 months after escaping the nation, they've built a life together based on mutual support and understanding. Their matching tattoos symbolize not just individual healing, but their shared journey from darkness to light. The final image of them heading home together, free at last, suggests that true freedom comes not just from escaping external control, but from finding connection that honors rather than diminishes one's authentic self. As the author notes in her acknowledgments, the story explores what happens when we connect with someone on a profound level that challenges our preconceptions. Through Aura and Ruby's journey, readers are invited to consider how authentic connection can transform us, helping us become who we're meant to be despite our upbringing. Their story offers hope that even after extreme trauma and control, liberation through love remains possible.